Miracles and Disasters in Brief by Nicholas Thirkettle. The best estimate by science is that the Hindenburg catastrophe lasted somewhere between 32 and 37 seconds, from the time the skin of the great airship first caught fire to the moment the bow of the burnt ruins crashed into the ground, 32 to 37 seconds. By simple math, that means the Hindenburg could crash 5 times in the length of a single dime story. Just last month, NASA's InSight landing craft successfully reached the surface of Mars after what the landing team describes as, quote, 7 minutes of terror, the time between the craft entering the atmosphere and the moment it touched the surface. After 6 months hurtling alone through the pitiless vacuum of space, it passed from outer atmosphere to Martian soil in roughly the time of 2 dime stories plus introductions. Since I came to Dime Stories, I've written stories about ghosts, thieves, lovers, peculiar things in dusty attics. I've written true stories, outrageous true stories, and a few attempts at telling beautiful lies. Some of what I've produced I've squirreled away for future use, perhaps in another short story collection, perhaps adapted into some other form. Others I count only as fun experiments that did or didn't clear the bar. But I'm glad all of them exist. They would never have existed if not for this place, this microphone in front of me, you in the seats, so generous and encouraging. These characters and stories would never have escaped into the world. I don't know if that constitutes a Mars landing miracle or more of a Hindenburg thing, but art is never for the artist to judge. The mission to produce a story is here, and so I've fulfilled it. More times than I'd like to admit, I've fulfilled it next door at Portola Coffee the hour before we started. The constant has been this 3 minutes thing. Before I even attended my first Dime Stories event, the limitation in the description stuck out at me. It was right. Just enough freedom, just enough discipline. An invitation to play, and a reminder that it won't take too long. A challenge to do something that felt complete, with a little nudge to take a chance, since, after all, if you have a bad idea, at least you haven't wasted too much of anyone's time. No careers are at stake, and not once has Nancy refused me a glass of wine based on anything I wrote. Yet. Whatever role writing and storytelling play in our outside lives, in here, 3 minutes is our great equalizer. We are all storytellers, and we are all story listeners. There's an expression I use when I describe automatic or ritual behavior that I don't recognize or understand. I refer to it as standing in church. Years and years of my parents taking me to Sunday services and whatever invisible signal made everyone in the room stand up at the same time, I never received it. 3 minutes, though. Half a Mars landing, 5 Hindenburgs, 1 dime story. That's a ritual that felt right immediately. I know why this congregation has come here so many times. We each have our own way of describing it, our own way of experiencing it, but we all get 3 minutes, and mine are about to run out. Thank you for keeping this ritual. Thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for the great fellowship.